This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking to the host of a brand new television show on the Velocity Channel. He's standing by to tell us all about the show and all about himself. Also, a little later on, we're going to be talking with George Douglas from OilHelp.com, one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America. And don't forget, George loves to get your emails, George@OilHelp.com. If he can help you out with a question, and also because you're a listener of this year's broadcast, you're going to get something really cool for free just by dropping him a note at george@oilhelp.com, and he's going to send you out a little goodie. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, I love the Velocity Channel. I have a number of folks who do shows on there, including John Davis from Television's Motor Week, which is also on PBS, Wayne Carini, and many, many others. And now it's my pleasure to welcome one of the newest hosts on Velocity. And this gentleman is a guy with a fascinating background. He is got a brand new show with a very unique name. The name of the show is called Speed is the New Black. It's going to be debuting on May the 22nd. It's my pleasure to welcome Noah Alexander to the airways of Auto World. Hi, Noah. Thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that they call you an auto prodigy. How does that make you feel, number one? And tell us a little bit about how you got involved with vehicles. Were you a car guy from the time you were a little boy? When did it all start?
So, yeah, since I was a small child, as early as I can remember, I was drawn to cars. It was first the Porsche 911. That was, I don't know what it was about that car, but I assume it was the shape and something about the way they sounded. So that was kind of my entry into the auto world. And after that, I was in all the way. The only thing is, growing up, I didn't have a lot of car guys in my family, so I had to kind of find opportunities, you know, that were of interest to me. And, you know, I didn't have people taking me to car shows. I didn't have any of that. So I involved myself as much as I possibly could, but really didn't get a whole lot of flavor there. However, when I got out of college, I was looking for a career. I was a psychology major. I didn't know what I was going to do with that. I was on my way back to school to get a business degree, and I happened to get a job in the automotive business, and it was like an over the summer thing. I was going to work for a guy. He bought and sold a lot of classic cars. I absolutely loved it. And as soon as I got a taste of it, I was like, this is exactly what I'm doing. I'm staying with this. I'm going to figure out how it can work in this industry. Cause it was kind of what I always wanted to do in the back of my head, but I wasn't really sure, you know, how I was going to go about it. So, you know, I followed that for about a year. I kept working for this gentleman, and I was 24, but 24 years old, and I went to the bank and I got a loan. Somehow they lent me money. I don't know how. You can't do that now. No one will lend you money for anything. But I got a loan. I owned an automobile. I didn't have a house. There's nothing to take that. They weren't loaning it against anything, but I got a loan. and I set up a business. So, you know, the business was just buying and selling classic cars, just stuff that I really liked, stuff that was high quality, cars I always really wanted for myself, but, you know, couldn't afford to buy. So I was able to kind of buy and sell these cars and met a lot of great people from all over the world. And, you know, it started to open up some cool doors. So being that these were old cars, we had to work on them. And I started, you know, I hired a couple mechanics, and we'd been outsourcing all the work on these classic cars. And we started working on the cars. And from there, we decided to start messing around with some restoration work. And it kind of all, that's where it all started. That's where it all came from. And since then, we've been going strong and, you know, absolutely, you know, continue to love this industry. Wonderful customers, very cool projects. Just every day I get up in the morning and I'm happy to go to work and, you know, be a part of it all. So
that's great. I mean, there's nothing like the people involved in the car hobby. You're absolutely right. Sometimes they become lifelong friends and cuts across demographics and all kinds of folks. So, you know, whether you're a brain surgeon or whether you're a painter, painting houses, you know, their mutual love for a particular vehicle puts those two on the same level. So I echo your sentiments completely. I understand you've got a classic car studio located in St. Louis, and you and your team designed vehicles that are designed for the open road, and I applaud you for that, because lots of restoration folks and lots of folks who work in the realm of buying and selling classic cars, you know, like to kind of keep them as trailer queens. But you've done a lot, and we'll see it all on speed in the new black, including participating in a cross-country rally race or two going 200 miles an hour. I've always wanted to go to this event, the legendary Texas Mile. Tell us about your experience at the Texas Mile and also about the cross-country rally races.
Well, that information does not occur in the show. I'm not sure where that came from. That might have been used in a... So on this show, we're not doing any of that. So I'm not sure where that information comes from. So I have never actually done the Texas Mile, and I have not done a cross-country rally. However, we do build cars with two things in mind, and the first is quality. We do want to build a show quality car, and the second is performance. And you know, no matter how the customer, and that's going to come down to, you know, performance is how the customer is going to define that. So whether they're driving the car, you know, let's say across the country or at a racetrack or cruising around, you know, we really want to build a car for that. And we want them to actually use those cars on the road, and that's important for us. So the idea for the show came from the fact that no matter what car we build, no matter who it's for, whatever purpose they're going to be using it for, you know, we take the cars, we test them all at the track, and we make sure that they're actually going to, you know, perform the way we intended them to. And it allows us to shake these cars down. It allows us to test out a lot of parts that, you know, are very well designed, but maybe are not designed to work in conjunction with one another. So, you know, we are very like performance oriented, but our cars are also, you know, built to win shows. And, you know, to see our customer driving a car to a show or taking a car to an autocross course, or, you know, driving a car, you know, across the country or whatever, everybody's got an idea of what they want to do. You know, that's how we build these cars. So, my apologies about those first two bits of information. I have no idea where they came from, but I cannot.
Yeah, you need to get me your email address, and I'll send it so that you can yell at some PR folks.
It sounds sexy. It sounds very sexy. So
maybe something down the road. You know, you never know.
Absolutely.
When we come back, we're going to find out a lot more about Speed is the New Black, which is debuting on the Velocity Channel on May the 22nd, so you're not going to want to miss that. Premieres Wednesday. I have May 24th, actually, is the date at 9 p.m. on the Velocity Channel. That's Eastern Time, as well as Pacific Time. More with Noah around the bend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Yes, yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We're having lots of fun talking with Noah Alexander. He's the host of a brand new show on the Velocity Channel, debuting this upcoming Wednesday, the 24th of May. It's called Speed Isn't a New Black, and Noah is a car guy and does a lot of restorations and customizations of vehicles. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the favorite ones that you've done in recent times and over the years. Tell us a little bit about some of your favorite work that you've done.
Sure, I've got a couple we wrapped up last year that I'm quite fond of, and I have eight of the main builds on our show that I'd love to talk to you about, but I've got to wait till the show comes out. However, we finished two really wonderful vehicles in the past. These were done. We had them at SEMA last year, and some of my favorite that we've done, very very unique. First is a 55 Chevy Nomad for a local customer, which is great. A lot of times we get customers from all over the country, which is also wonderful, but it's nice when they're local and they can come in a lot and kind of watch as they progress. It's a lot of fun for us. So this gentleman had wanted to build a 55 Nomad for many, many years since seeing one drive down his street as a child. And we done a couple other builds from him, and he said, you know, it's time to do that Nomad. So I found one out in Arizona, and it was a body, and most importantly, all the trim was there, which is important on those Nomads. And went to build a kind of a wild resto mod. So he knew a lot of the performance stuff he wanted, and he just, you know, needed us to implement everything and get the quality on par with what he was looking for. So, you know, we ordered a full custom spec'd out roaster shop chassis, which was wonderful, and came with, you know, they're very, very high quality fabrication standards. Rack and pinion, two of the control arms, all Corvette stuff up front, C6 spindles, giant Ford 9-inch rear end. We had it set up for a mini tub in the back so you can run a really nice offset on the rear wheel. And so we ended up calling it Gone Mad because we kind of went crazy with it, and he got very excited on board, and it really ended up turning out a very, very high-end custom car. It's got a Shafroff Racing. It's a 509, which is actually based on the 409. It's all aluminum motor. Makes over 650 horsepower. Has a 4LAD transmission. And just a wild, over-the-top interior. We really got into the styling on this vehicle, you know, over and above the performance. And we used a lot of, I had pictures of old speedboats, and I had a bunch of pictures. We just created a big board to come up with some style ideas for the interior. So I had these old Italian speedboats on one poster. They had all these pictures of cigar bars. We created this really, really, just kind of luxurious interior where we've got really rich, dark leather from Relicate Leather, one of our great suppliers in New York. And then all the trim on the inside is airbrushed, like a faux wood finish like they used to do on the old cash registers back in the day. So it's a really rich, really rich feeling car. And the exterior, we did a wild green, which sounds kind of funny. And some people had a hard time wrapping their heads around the color scheme initially, but, you know, everybody always come back and say, man, you guys really stepped on a limb there. You have to be pretty bold and brave to do that color. And I really like the way it turned out. So that thing's currently out driving around the roads, but it is also a very high level show quality vehicle. But the performance is there. The thing flat out handles. I recently had it around the track at Gateway Motorsports Park in St. Louis. They've got a nice road course and a loop there, and I had it flying through, headed up to 135 miles an hour down the straight there, and I had it whipping through a road course. And this is a station wagon from 1955, but not much is beyond the body. Not much is from 1955, so the performance is just absolutely wild. So that's my first favorite. Second favorite, we actually built for ourselves. We call it our shop truck. And it was initially started off as just a vehicle we were going to use it to drive around town as a promotional vehicle. We end up going to pick up parts and metal supplies all over the place. There's always somebody driving around to get something. So we said, we're going to build a really cool shop truck, and we're going to put our name on the side. And, that'll be that. However, as we do, as us car guys do, we get a little carried away, and everybody in the shop got involved, and this is over 15 people putting their heads together to build this truck. So we decided to, we're going to have it lowered on the ground a little bit and run an air ride system. So you could lay the frame on the ground when you parked it, just kind of give it a cool look. From there it was, you know, we should put twin turbos on it and air conditioning, and we should do a modern LS motor. So the thing really spun out of control pretty quickly. So while that was going on, while we were sourcing all those parts, one of our top fabricators, Scott France, went absolutely wild with custom metal work. So the result is an absolutely wild-looking truck. We ended up calling it Tiffany. It's a pale blue, kind of like the jeweler, their color that they use. And it's a twin-turbo shop truck. Ended up with the air ride and DLS motor, air conditioning, over-the-top interior, and just a ton of wild sheet metal fabrication, and makes over 1,000 horsepower. Yeah, it has remained pretty reliable, so we drive it around. We try to take it around to local shows, encourage guys to drive it home, and just use it as much as possible. So those are my top two favorite recent builds. We just had a wonderful time building them, especially the last one I mentioned, because we didn't build it for a customer. We built it for ourselves. So we were able to just go absolutely crazy with it.
Very interesting story, Noah. That's great. All kinds of wonderful stories will unfold as Noah rolls out his new television show. It's called Speed is the New Black, debuting on the Discovery Channel's Velocity Channel, and it premieres Wednesday, May 24th, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Velocity. And Noah, I know you love 911. So what are some other vehicles that you like to work on in addition to the 911s?
So classic American muscle cars, those were my my second love, and that's the vehicle we've really modified the most. And you know, I need to stretch that back out of, you know, classic American muscle cars back into the 50s. So we really do a lot of work to vehicles from the 50s, 60s, and the very early 70s. We've done some early Ford as well. You know, personally, I just love muscle cars. It's just, you know, such a great era of design. Just in your face, big horsepower. You know, and if you're a car guy and you don't love that, then, you know, no matter who you are, you've got to be able to appreciate that in some way. And I from a customization and performance standpoint, they're really great bases to be able to work with. So.
Yeah, very true. Absolutely. Moving into the television realm, what have you found to be the most challenging aspect of doing so? Because it's not an easy thing to do. I mean, it looks easy when you're watching it, but it isn't always easy in reality. When we come back, we'll have you answer that question, and then we'll move on to our next guest. But hang on for Noah from the brand-new TV show, Speed is the New Black, right here on Auto World.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Oh, you better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Yes, indeed, it's a fine machine, and we thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. And I really want to thank all of my great sponsors on the program, because these are the folks that keep the show on the air. It's been on the air since 1992, so if it wasn't for the folks at some of our great sponsors, including J.C. Whitney, including Haynes Manuals, including the great Amsoil distributors, George Douglas and Dan Watson. And we've got a couple of new ones coming up, including Paintucation, who you'll be hearing from in the next couple of weeks, and also a new transportation company, McAllister's, which is brand new in the vehicle transportation realm. They're going to be joining us as sponsors. So that's good news for Auto World and good news for all of the listeners here on the show, so we can continue to bring you the best guest and the best automotive programming anywhere. And speaking of AMSOIL and one of the biggest distributors in all of North America, we are joined right now by George Douglas, who is an oil specialist. He has been in the business for more than 35 years. He's got a great website called oilhelp.com, and George is here and at your service. If you have any oil questions, we'd love to hear from you via the telephone at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. George, welcome back to the program. How are you doing?
Doing well. And
excellent.
Like to mention real quick that we are getting emails now from your listeners, which is good because we want to be an oil resource for your listeners. And that's Dan Watson also, besides me. And we're glad to get those. And every one of them is funny. Every one of them has mentioned they really like your show.
Oh, that's good. Well, we've been doing it for a long time. We like to have lots of fun, and we like to team up with good people like you and Dan. And you guys are not only supporters, sponsors of the show, but you're also contributors to the show, and you bring an awful lot of knowledge to the table. I know certainly Dan, with 25-plus years of lubrication experience and being in the Navy as a nuclear propulsion specialist, and yourself being in the aviation world and having more than 35 years of lubrication experience. If you guys don't know the answer, who does?
Well, we know where to get it. If we don't, that's the key. You know, we want to help people as much as we can, and then, you know, in turn, it may help us down the road. Who knows?
But, absolutely. George, what are some of the more common questions that you get thrown at you when it comes to AMSOIL and when it comes to motor oils in general? What do you find to be some areas of misinformation or perhaps confusion?
Well, there's tons of myths still floating around. Not as bad as it was when I first started selling AMSOIL and using it back in the 80s. Heck, some people couldn't even spell synthetic, and so it was a little tougher back then. And there was tons of myths about oil leaks, about if you go to a synthetic, you can't go back, and, you know, which is total, BS, you might say. Yeah. And just all kinds of them. And then, I give a story. Even my dad, I had sold him some oil, basically give him some back in 81 for his truck. And he had an engine go out there after. And he told me, he says, I probably would have blamed AMSOIL if I had changed it, but I hadn't changed it yet before the engine went out. So, it's just, we get blamed. You know, oils in general have always got credit for things they didn't deserve, and they also got blamed for things they didn't deserve. And that's some of the myths, too, And it's just, I'm trying to think of some that I just got hit with not too long ago, and it just kind of floored me, and I can't remember which one that was now, but they're out there, and most of it's just being a little uneducated and actually applying basic logic to problems that they might want to blame AMSOIL, synthetic oil, or any oil for that matter, especially if they just switch to a new type oil, But we're getting questions about, can I expect some fuel mileage increase? I had one from one of your listeners about a salesman, and I believe in Texas, and he wanted to know if he could get a little bit better fuel mileage because he's on the highway a lot. And I emailed him back and told him generally we do see a little bit. And but I says, another thing you might, unless you're doing some real long oil change intervals, you're probably burning a highway up, and you're probably spending a lot of times in a dealership or a quick lube or under a creeper yourself changing your oil. And I says, if you go to AMSOIL, for instance, you would cut those oil changes down, and because the mileage he's driving is just highway, and it's pretty easy on any oil, and he could easily do a 25,000-mile oil change with our oil. And now you see Mobil with their annual oil change. Have you seen that, Bob, yet, where they're advertising their 20,000-mile annual?
Yeah, that's
protection.
Brand new, yeah.
And we're real happy that they're doing that because they're educating. The more advertising out there and getting that in people's minds that they could go longer. They don't necessarily have to go 20 or even ours at 25,000, but they can stretch it out longer and still be comfortable and not hurt anything. in most applications, not all. I mean, some engines are some engines are a little trashier than others. Some with dual turbos, and like on some of the Ford products where they're having twin turbos on some of those vehicles now, those are harder on oil. So you really have to be a little more careful about going real far on the changes. But of course, if somebody, you're one of your, any of your listeners are interested in going longer, I can guide them through it and show them how to do it through a scientific way that there's no risk involved through used oil analysis, like they do blood work for us. But anyway, that's kind of, and then you got some questions too from one of your listeners about changing over at 99,000, and they've been using a synthetic the whole time. And I says, no, I mean, it'd be no problem at all. Just jump over. I mean, change over. It's just not a big deal. Now, if they didn't know the history of that vehicle, and it could have never been changed, could have been a lease vehicle, somebody didn't do much any changes on it, might be full of sludge, and that might be another issue. But other than that, and a motorcycle question, too. I think I got an email on a motorcycle question. We like those questions, though. It gives us a chance to answer it and maybe answer some myths, straighten some myths out also. We're glad to do it.
That's great. And both George and Dan love to hear from you guys. So don't worry about it. Just if you've got an oil question, send it off to either one of the gentlemen. Send it off to George at oilhelp.com or Dan at thelubepage.com. And unlike many other businesses, it's not going to go through 10 people and probably never reach the person that you're writing to. Both George and Dan are personally going to look at your specific problem, your specific question.
Bob, that's a good point you just brought up, because Mobil even does this, and many of the other oil companies, they outsource those questions. They do not, you know, you think you're talking to a tech rep or an engineer. You're not doing it. At AMSOIL, you are. You're talking to an engineer in most cases, and or if you contact Dan or I, we've got more knowledge or as much as any engineer out there. So you're talking to a real person that has a good field experience, you might say. So, I mean, I remember a while back, it's been a while, but somebody on one of the forums had mentioned that that Mobil engineer was bad-mouthing AMSOIL, for instance, and giving some kind of crap out there. And I passed that on to the president of AMSOIL, and they called Mobil and got that straightened out real quick, and they fired that that company. That's how I found out they're outsourcing those questions.
Yeah, it's more and more common these days, George.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot
rod? George Douglas is with us. He's got the great website oilhelp.com, more than 35 years of lubrication experience, extensive work in with a whole wide range of AMSOIL products and a specialization in aviation as well. If you have a question, we'll squeeze you in at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autowordradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. And again, please email your questions to George. He'll answer them personally at george@oilhelp.com. George, the last time you were with us, you were offering some extra goodies for listeners of Auto World. You're offering some special pricing breaks. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because that was another email I got and about the special. We're giving away or comping a free wholesale membership that AMSOIL has. They're called Preferred Customer Memberships, and they allow you to buy at dealer cost from the closest warehouse. And that gives you at least a 25% savings over retail. So if somebody contacts us and or actually even if they go online themselves, but it goes on my website or Dan's at dan@thelubepage.com or oilhelp.com, and we see it on our reports, or you call us and say, look, I just ordered oil. I paid for my membership so I could get discount prices. We will rebate that membership back to you, but we have to be contacted, okay? And that's a little value. You know, it's for a six-month membership. It's kind of like a Sam's Club or Costco or, you know, that kind of deal where you pay a membership and you get better prices. And there's a yearly fee for that. It's $20 for a year. But we will give away a six-month membership just to get your to get you in the program, see if you like the products and want to continue to get the savings, but you got to contact us direct if possible, okay? And one thing, too, about Amsoil, I mean, I'm just, you know, I don't want to go too much on a big commercial here, but if you was to, I mean, I'm looking through a catalog right now, and we have so many products. It's like one-stop shopping for your oil. You don't need to go nowhere else for your oil. Now, a lot of companies will make some of these various products, similar products, but they don't have them all at one source. For convenience. And, you know, we got motorcycle oils, ATV oils, small engine oils, generator oils, compressor oils, I mean, and marine oils, too. We're big in the marine area, and that's another area that Amsoil really doped up the oils with heavy, heavy rust inhibitors and for infrequently run motors. And a lot of people don't realize that if you don't use something, they will rust out, you know, on the inside. And or at least accelerate the wear, you know, on the cylinder walls and the rings and stuff like that, you know. But anyway, please take us up on the offer there. If you're going to use Amsoil, you might as well get it at the best price. And you can actually even buy it retail if you want through online through one of our sites and get free shipping if you get over, you know, I think it's a $100 order. You get free shipping. But that doesn't come with the wholesale price, but because you're already going to save more than enough to offset any shipping costs from one of our warehouses throughout the country. We got two up in Canada, and then we got, I don't know, maybe 12 throughout the United States. So shipping is only like 2 days away usually, and sometimes you get it overnight. But any rate, Bob, did you have any more questions? I don't want to...
Another thing I'd like to
offer, I don't know if this would be of interest or not, but one of the next times you have me on the air, we could actually talk about used oil analysis and
that would be very helpful.
Okay?
Yeah, we'll definitely make a date to do that in the next couple of weeks or so. That would make a whole lot of sense. Yeah, I got a question here that just came in within the last few minutes from a gentleman by the name of Colin, who is also in Texas listening in Corpus Christi on KEYS. And Colin wants to know, does Amsoil make any transmission fluid? He says he owns a 2010 Ford F-150 pickup truck, and he's noticing some slippage in his transmission. Doesn't know a whole lot about transmissions and would really like to find something that could potentially help the situation out. Does Amsoil make any product in the transmission fluid line?
Well, yeah, we've got the full line of transmission fluids, but that's not going to help you most likely on your problem. When you start having a slippage problem, there could be an electronic problem and or a wear problem. And the Ford pickups, I think in 10, came factory filled with synthetic in them to begin with. And you can't even hardly service the daggone things. They got a little dipstick about 2 inches long down by the frame. And it's made so you cannot service it yourself. I mean, it really makes it difficult and takes special tools and stuff. But no, we don't have a product that will try to fix something. We don't have any mechanics in the can stuff. And if you can find something that will take care of slipperage, that's just like putting a Band-Aid on anything. It's not going to work very long that I'm aware of. It can't really. And because it's slipping either through a solenoid problem that is, you know, not shifting correctly, torque converter wear, not locking up, all kinds of different things, and tension on the clutch plates and stuff in there that, you know, make the engagement and disengagement proper.
Sure.
But at any rate, we have the ATFs. We have a low viscosity ATF for the newer vehicles to get a little better fuel mileage. And we have the standard universal. And we even have a torque drive, like for Ellison transmissions in the big rigs and motorhomes. And then we have transaxle fluids. And synchromesh fluid for a lot of the GM vehicles. We have that fluid too, and a lot of Mitsubishis and some of the Hondas even like our transmission fluid. I'm talking about manual ones now, manual shift. They just shift real nice, and so yeah, we got you covered, and gear loops too, you know, for differentials, and we got various different viscosity. Ratings for those, and then we even have a slip lock that some of the positive traction rear ends need an additive in there when you do change out the gear loop. We have the additive for that and the fluids. We got, you know, I mean, I don't know if a fluid you can come up with an application right now we wouldn't have a fluid for. I mean, we've probably got it over different, maybe 100. Different type products. We just come out with a gun lube, you know, for for firearms, for cleaning and also protectant. You know, so we got a lot of little auxiliary. I call them auxiliary products or whatever, but accessories or whatever. But they all work. They all perform well. And if it doesn't, they'll pull them off the market. And then we got the complete European formula line, too, that, you know, here, I don't know how much more time we got, but here in the United States, you know, there's no true definition of what a synthetic has to be made from. But if you meet the European specs, you have to be a real synthetic. You have to be 100% synthetic to meet those specs. So we do have the various grades for diesels and gas-burning European cars like Porsche, Volkswagen, Mercedes, Beamers, Mini Coopers, you know, all those. And I don't know if a lot of – I haven't looked at the labels on some of the competitor products like Mobil and stuff to see if some of those meet those requirements. They probably do. Nobody, big company like Mobil, Exxon, is going to miss out on a market, you know. But some of these other lesser name companies might not have the products for, say, your Porsche or something. Yeah, I did get a question on the Porsche also. That was one of the questions I got, one of the boxers. But anything else, Bob? I don't want to just rattle on here.
No, you're such a wonderful source of great information. Got a follow-up question here about the additives that you mentioned in the marine oils and a gentleman in Florida, actually listening on our Arcadia, Florida station, wants to know more information about that. The best thing he can do is probably drop you an email at george@oilhelp.com, because that's a really good thing that you guys are doing with that, getting that additive in there. All right, George, thank you so much for your time here today.
And
we'll see you a couple of weeks down the road, and we'll talk about some other really cool stuff with you.
All right.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating, and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.